Yeah, just the end of the parak is that Mura says Rav Daisi said Ben Kodesh Chom Al Kodesh Akal, and Mura says Lehichos Echavos, we don't pass him like him. And Amr Abzer is because we only say Hamavdu Ben Kodesh Le Kodesh. Amr Abzer Yom Tiv Shechal Liyus Biyem Shabbos Yom Tiv that comes down in the middle of the week. So at the end of the first day Yom Tiv you have to make Avdolom is Amr Amnavdu Ben Kodesh Lechol. If I can make a regular, you say that Mavdu Ben Kodesh Lechol. Even though it's not really Shabbos, still you say Ben Yom HaShavuot. My time, what's the reason? Like how come mentioning Shabbos here, first in the middle of the week? The answer is Seder Havdolos Sumayna. You're only counting the Seder Havdolos. Rashi says Hamuras Patera Humayna Olahavdu Ben Hakodesh. That's all. Just make the different differences. But not that really now it is between Shabbos and Chol. So even on a regular Mitzvah Yom Tov, still we say this, Ben Yom HaShvi L'Shesh Yishimei Yamasa. Hadron Olecho HaKol Shechzen. Here, now holding this parish. Sheini, Pav Chol Zayin Amar Aleph. The Mishnah says, HaShoichet Echot B'Yoif U'Shnayim B'Behem HaShkitosa K'Shera. Which is Mash Moni B'Di'Evid. B'Di'Evid, if you have a knife, and you shecht one of the two simonim, or else by a behema you shecht both of the simonim, it's ksher, it's kosher, but mashma only b'di'evid. And that's the most question, why only b'di'evid? The grieve in the chetchila, that's the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, that a knife is enough to shecht one of the two simonim, and by a behema you have to shecht both simonim. Then the Mishnah says, v'ruboi shelechav kemo, that roiv of the simon is like no simon. By oif, you don't have to shecht the whole simon, it's enough to shecht roiv a majority of the simon. That's also Rubik Kakula. We have Yuduim in by Behem also. We have Yuduim, Yudu says, Achiyishkat Esavridin. He holds by Oifais, it's not enough just to cut one of the simonim, either the corner of the vesh, the windpipe, or the food pipe, but you also have to cut the vridin. Rashi says that's a chuti etzaver. That's like the veins there by the neck. There's a lot of blood there. And you have to cut it, we'll see in the Gemara, not so much Asilcha Shita, but Asilcha Smalicha. In order to get the blood out, you have to cut there also. Now what's going to be chatzi echad b'yoif? Let's say by a bird you only cut half of the simon, or echad v'chatzi b'behema. By a behema you only shechted one and a half simonim. Shkitasa p'sula, that's no good. Because by if you have to have at least roiv of one, and by behema you have to have roiv of two. If you only have a half of one, it's not enough. One and a half is no good. Now roiv echad b'yoif, for roiv shnayim b'behema, again shkitasa k'shera. If you have roiv by oif or roiv by behema, that's also enough. And the Gemara asks the question, according to this narration, what does it have to repeat itself for? Now the Gemara asks the question. It says, HaShoichet Mash Medieved in Lechatchil Eloi. That Medieved, if you shechted one by oif or two by behema, it's good. So Gemara says, Shnayim behema Lechatchil Eloi. If you shechted two of the simonim by behema, that's no good l'chatchila. If so, at kamalishchet v'leizel, how much more do you have to shecht? There's nothing else to shecht. So why, how can the Mishnah say it's only b'di'evid? If you shecht both simonim, the veshed and the kono, how could you say it's only b'di'evid? What more can you do to make it l'chatchila? So where is the boy Sim, if you want to tell you, a echot b'yoit is going on one by bird. That's as kosher to shecht one simon by a bird, it's only b'di'evid. But mashmul l'chatchila, you should shecht both simonim. And Rashi says that the chidchil atzuchu rabbonim tava. The chidchil rabbonim said you have to shecht both of them. Mishum achokal aveiro. Viboyesem. Another pshat is aruba shlechet kemo. That the Mishnah says roiv is enough. That's also only b'di'evid. But the chidchil you should shecht the whole simon. The Omer Rav Kano minayin l'shchit tishim in atzava. B'chlal, how do we know that shchit has to be from the neck? Like we said, from the bottom of the neck, not on the back of the neck, but on the front of the neck, mina goyrin, how do we know that's the makom hashchita? Shneimar, the pasuk says, v'shochat es ben habokor. You should shecht the bokor by korban, it says this. So idashin mimokim shesach, at the place where it bends over, it's just a kofif, at the place like with the head, where the neck, where it bends down, choteyu, that's where you should be machshirit. Choteyu means v'shesach shirei lachilo. That's where you should do something to metire it, to make it heter achila. Lashon chotei means to make it kosher. Zemara says, "Mimai, how do you know the high chotei lishna the dechuyehu? How do you know it's lashon of a shochat that b'mokim shesach choteyim, how do you know choteyim means loshen of cleaning it, of making it kosher? Because another pasuk in Mikra that says, v'chitei es habayis, you should clean out the bayis. So you see, v'chitei is loshen of cleaning out. See also, the shochat, shesach choteyim means the place where it bends over, where the neck is, that's where you should shecht it, to metarim it, to clean it, to give it its hechsher teat. If you want, Yaakov in this pasuk until it says, Tichateinu b'ezoiv via Torah, like clean it out with nezo when we come Torah, you see a lashon of chateinu means like cleaning it out. So our core point was saying, how do we know the mokum ashrit is by the neck? Is because it says lashon v'shochat means the mokum shesach at the place where the behemah bends over. By its neck it bends over. Now, for the more b'ema, why don't I say miznovoi? If so, maybe it means by the tail. That's where the tail also bends over. So Mercy says, Kishuraitz when he wants to. So maybe you have to shecht off the tail. Maybe that's the Mokum Ashchita. So Mercy says, no. Sach Mechlal Shezokev Binan. It has to be that sometimes it's up. Just now it's bent down. Vusach V'yoymeh, the tail is always downwards. So that's not the Mokum to make the Shchita. Vusach V'yoymeh do. For the more still, V'yemeh Mi'oznoi. Maybe the Mokum to make the Shchita is by his ears. Rashi says, Shukofev is also bent over when he wants to. The Gemara says, no, to cut off the ears, binyan dam ha-nefesh v'leka. Avad the shechita has to be by the dam ha-nefesh. Rashi says, do b'kodeshim k'siv, for dam ha-nefesh binyan l'zrika. You have to have the dam for zrika of the korban. It has to be the dam ha-nefesh, meaning this blood, when it runs, the behemah dies because of it. So if you cut the ear off, over there, the behemah doesn't die from its blood. Therefore, by ear, cannot be the mokum ha-shechita. For the Gemara still, why not? For yehemah, maybe you have to start cutting by the ears, but the korav yozla adam nefesh, whenever you have to cut from there, they keep on cutting down, cut in, until you get to the mokum where the dam kills it, like where the dam nefesh comes out. So that's one question. So from the pasuk v'shochet alone, I really do not know where the mokum hashchita is. I'm not sure, maybe it means from the ear downwards. Pursue another question. Shia, how do we know there's a psul shia if you wait, like we'll learn about it later on, if you wait in between the shchita, drosa, if you press down, chalodo, where you have the knife covered up with something, hagrama, if you shech too high up or too low down, the yikr, or where the simonim were already pulled out, where the simonim already were detached from its mokum, minon, how do we know these five psulim and shchita? Ela, what do you have to say? Gemara, that it's halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim, these five halachas. So I'll tell you the same thing, shchita minatzav nami gemara, that we make a shchita from the neck, that's also halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim. And not from this posik. If so, the Gemara is so cruel, so what do we dash from this posik? V'shochat still. What do we learn from this posik of v'shochat? So Gemara says, to learn l'shav yigistra. The chiddush is, you should not make it into a gistra. Means they're not cut the head off completely. Rashi says, shlo yachta kolam afrek. They're not cut the whole backbone there. Into two. Tochi mashma chiteyu. Means hoitzi has done it. Take out the blood. V'sula yinat mua. That's the lashon of v'shochat. Don't make more than you have to. Don't cut more than the two simonim. Don't go to continue the rest of the mafrekis. Another pshat Rashi says is that le l'shavi gistra means shelo yidrois, to not press down with the knife. Aye, that's one of the lochas of shchita, which is a loch l'moshe Mitzrayim. So Rashi says some of them taka say in the psukim. So according to this, there's no real issa of cutting through the whole neck, but rather just not to make a drosa, to not press down with the knife. Now the Gemara says, Rav Yehemah says like this, that Omakro, the Pasuk says, again, we're trying to learn out, how do we know where the Mokum Mashchiter is? So Rav Yehemah wanted to say it's from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vizovachto, you should make a Shchiter. So we darshim mi Mokum Shezav Choteyu. The place where it drips from, that's the place where you should make a Shchiter. So Rashi doesn't mean Shedomoy Zav, means if you cut it by its neck, the dam, the blood will drip out. So Mora says, first of all, my mashmigan, how do we know daichi tei lishna de metabru? How do we say now vizavachta means loshna breaking it? How do we know it means loshna breaking it? Rashi says chateu means shavreu kolay mechatcheu, cut it. So adashi now, like mimokim shazav, the place where it drips from, chateu, break it. So how do we know that chateu means loshna of the metabru breaking? Because here the pasuk says, al tei rovi al teiches, don't be afraid and don't break. So that's loshna teiches, means to chay chateyu, means to break it there. For the Gemara still, the ema mi chaitzman, means from its nose. If you want to know what drips, the nose also always drips. So Gemara says, no. Zav ayidei chitoi binin. He wants to have something that drips only because you cut it, you break it. That's like you cut the shchita, you make a shchita of a makam of the neck by the simonim, that causes the dam to drip out. But for how you know the nose of the animal, zav melev, it drips by itself. Therefore, that's not the makam to shchita, to cut by its nose. So Gemara still asks, v'yema, why don't I say meliboy? When I say maybe it means to cut it by its heart. Rashi says, liboy im toku boy sakin uzav dam arbei. If you stab it with your knife by the heart of the animal, it'll also drip out a lot of blood. So maybe the makom to make the shechita is by the heart. So this is again the famous question. Besu, secondly, shia, how do we know there's a psul shia not to wait in between the shechita? Shia also not to press down with the knife. Chaloda, not to have the knife covered with something. Like we'll see later. Hagrom, how do we know not to shech too high up? The ikar of the simonim are detached already or uprooted. How do we know there's a psul? Minolon? Ela, what do you have to answer? Gemara. All these things are Allah Almashim Sina to Gemara. If so, Shchita Minatzava Nami Gemara. Havada, that then we know that Mokim to make the Shchita is by its neck, that's also Halach Almashim Sinai, and not from Sukkim. If so, what do we do with this Pasuk of Izavachta, the Krola Mayasa? Again, it comes the Lashavi Gistra, again, the Tupshatim. Either means do not cut it completely through its neck, don't cut the backbone also. Or else the second shot means they'll not make it draw, so they're not pressed down with the knife. Now the Gemara says, the very Rabbi Yishmael Tana, the very Rabbi Yishmael learned. The Pasuk says, Vishachat, is al tikri Vishachat, ele Vishachat. Do not reach a Vishachat, but rather Vishachat, meaning to say, Mimokem Shesach Chotayu. From the place where it talks, Rashi says, Shemaitzi Koyol, like by its voice, Pax, that's where you should make the Shkita. Mimokim Shesach, where the voice comes out, Chotayu, that's where you should make the Shkita. That's by the neck. So when it says, V'yayim, if so, why not say Milishoinoi? Maybe by its tongue? The tongue also helps you to talk. So maybe by the tongue, that's the Mokim to make the Shkita. I cut off its tongue. So when it says, no, that's a Svara Binum Dam HaNefesh V'lekom. About you have to cut in the place where the Dam or the Nefesh will come out, and here you don't have the Dam HaNefesh. But still says, V'yayim, why don't I say, Tekorah V'yozal HaDam HaNefesh? Maybe start cutting by its tongue and continue cutting down until you get to a place where all the dam hanefesh will die from it. And again, v'su, secondly, shia, how do we know there's a psul of shia? Chirosa, chaloda, groma, v'yikra, minohai, we know all these psulim, the five psul mashchita. Ela, what do you have to answer again? Gemara. Avadet halachal mashim isinai. Eschata yeshchita minatzav anami gemara. Adat yemeke shchita from its neck is also halachal mashim isinai, not from a posik. If so, again, the krol amayos, what do we do with this part of the dashin that v'shochat, the dashin, it says v'shochat, v'shochat, what do we do? V'shochat, the mayoso, again, the learn l'shavi gisra, the kaposikas teach us, make a shchita just to get the dam out, but not to have to cut straight through the mafrekis, or else the second shot does not make a drosa. That's the kitzah, how we know the mokum mashchita is through halacha l'moshim Sinai. Now the Gemara says, V'tono, maisele mihocho. There's a Tano. In Rashi says, in Teres Kanim, that learns out this lima from this pasuk. As before, we had the Amoroyim. They wanted to bring down Psukim and didn't come out. So they came out, what's it, halacha l'moshim Sinai. But there's a Tano in Teres Kanim, three dashnas from a pasuk. And the Tano learns like this. The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Chiyu Eimer, Minayin l'shchita v'natzavr. How do we know that the shchita should be by its neck? Shneimer the pasuk says, V'orku b'nei Aaron ha'kahanim es ha'nesochim. That the b'nei Aaron ha'kahanim, they should put in place the nesochim, the pieces of the meat. I mean to say, when you come to burn the korban, so after you have the pieces sliced up already, now you have to go burn them. So it says that V'orku, they should set it up in place, b'nei Aaron ha'kahanim es ha'nesochim. Now, Shane Tom learned the Pesach does not have to say, it's talking about by korban oila. By korban oila, the whole thing is burnt. But we know first you have to slice it into pieces, and then we burn the pieces. So now by korban oila, Shane Tom learned the Pesach did not have to say, as harosh v'esa poder, the head and the fat, did not have to say to burn that. If so, Matam learned, what does the Pesach have to say, Matam learned, as harosh v'esa peder, what does he have to say also to burn the head and the fat? The Chorb Shita. Samara says, but the question is like, that's also part of all the Nesachim. The Pasuk says, So Yaakov and Aaron are kind of Masana Sochim, means all the pieces of the meat. So Pshita, a part of the pieces is the head and the fats. If so, what do I have to have a special pasuk for to say? As a Rosh for a Podar. So Mora says, Lama Yotzu, so how can the pasuk goes out separately to tell us you have to also burn the Rosh and the Podar? So Mora explains, because the pasuk says, V'hiv shita es oilo v'nosach. You should fillet the oilo, meaning v'hiv shit means take off the skin, and v'nosach and cut up into pieces. Say li'el nesochim sheshna mechlal havshoto. Maybe what do you have to burn? Only the pieces that you first have to fillet and take off the skin. So the rest of the body that you have to skin it first and then slice it, those are called in the nesochim that you have to burn. But minayin the rabbi says harosh. How do I know to say the head also has to be burnt? Shekvar hutas, it was already chopped off. Meaning to say, you do not fillet, you do not have to skin it. The skin on the head stays on it. So if so, maybe that's not part of the mitzvah of burning the head. On this Talmud, the Pesach has to say no. As the Rosh V'yes Pidroi V'yorach. The Pesach has to say separately that you also have to burn the head also. So Rashi explains that Minayin, the rabbis had not to include B'chlal Aricho, that you have to put on top of the fire, Gamis Arosh, even the head also, which is Shein B'chlal Havshot, it's not B'chlal skinning it. Shreihutas B'shchit is very cut off B'shashchit, Rashi means to say, Kredim Havshoto, the Chivon, the Nechtecho, Simonim, since you cut the Simonim, Korol Lehutas, when they Shekol Chiyusa Tolobem, all the Chiyus of the animals, Tolium the Simon, and therefore, Kamunach B'dikladami. If so, how do we know to be marvelous? That's the postik here, and so Rosh Vesapet, you have to burn them also. Now, me the comment, since the postik, since the more says, as for Rosh the head, Sheikh Farhut was already chopped off already, Mechlal the Shchitim in a Tzavar. Like, since we darshin to say, that, like, the reason why we need a postik here is, because otherwise I would have thought to say, since the head was cut off already from before, when was the head cut off from before? It must be that's where the Makom HaShchitim is. Here's the proof that the Shchitah is the Makom of the Tzavar, that you cut off the head. That's a proof from Apostolic that the Shchitah should be the Makom of Tzavar. Now, the Torah more explains now. The Torah, this Brisa started off, Postach B'Rosh Pot, started off to say, with the head and with the fat. Or Messiah, it ends off with Loshna B'Rosh Pidroi. So how come? And why does the Apostolic say, Rosh Pidroi? So my answer is, Hokikom, this is what it means to say. Minayin the rabbi says a rosh kvahutas. How do we know to be marb? Even the head was already chopped off. Talmud the pasuk says that's a rosh v'yasa peder, the head and the fats. Now the rosh v'pidro lomeli. Why does the pasuk have to say rosh v'pidro for the extra like roshoy, the extra vov is mi lomeli mi boiler? We need lekatan like we learned that minayin. How do we know to say la rosh v'peder shekoyd min lechol anasochim? How do we know to say it's supposed to burn first the head and its fat before you burn the rest of the pieces of meat? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, as roisha v'yas pidra v'yorach, meaning to say that this comes first, v'yorach. That first you have to burn the head and the fats, and then you burn the rest of the pieces. Now the Gemara says, u'ped de kamudo de kosvach monolomli. The first Pasuk says, u'peder, what do we need it for? Rashi says, v'shleim roish, v'shleim says roish and peder first. The word Rosh Isuch Rebuyim Shem Shekvar Hutaz that has already chopped off already. So, and, it does, and you don't have to skin it. So maybe there's no mitzvah altogether to burn it. That's why the first Pasuk is a Rosh to say, no, you have to burn the head. And the second Pasuk Rosh is to teach us that you burn it first. But that's good why it says the word Rosh like twice, Rosh and Roshoi. But Peder, the fats, what do you have to have it twice for? Samora says, yes, Mi boil Lekatan like we learned. So how exactly to do when you burn the head of the korban oleh is ha-shchita. What you have to do is the beis ha-shchita, first you cover it up with the fats of the animal, and that's the way you bring it up to the mizbeach to be burnt. That's called derakovoid, like for the shchina. Now, you makriv the roish, you should first cover it up with its fats on the makom of the chituch, that not you should know, you should not be able to see all the dirtiness of the blood. That's the way to do it, is first bring it up and cover it up with fats. That's why it says it twice. The teacher, that's the way you cover up the base of shkita with fats, and then the teacher, that's like a burn first with the head. Let's learn. Another one wants to say, there's a Tana that learns out from this place. again, to teach us that shchit is minatzavar from the neck. The Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, Zois teras abheima. This is the alokas of a behema. V'yoif and oif. So marashma, behema and oif have the same alokas. So the question is, v'chi b'eize teira shovsa behema li'oif. Which alokas are they alike? A behema and a oif? So l'chura, behema li'oif, v'yoif l'behema. Which alokas are they alike? Behema, l'chura, they're different, the question is. Behema mitama b'mag v'masa. When a behema dies, it's nevela. Whoever touches it or carries it becomes tamei. Oif, a bird, a dead bird, ain't a matama b'mag v'masa. If you just touch it or carry a dead bird, enough, you don't become tamei. And the opposite way, oif is matama b'godem abeis abliya. There's a special halacha. If you did kizayis of a nevelas of an oif, of a dead bird, oif tor, if you did kizayis of its nevela, so it's matami you when you swallow it. That's called a beis abliya. When you swallow down the kizayis, that's exactly because that's when you first become tamei. Mashenkin behema, ain't a matama b'godem abeis abliya. If you don't touch the behema, just someone just puts the mouth, the food, the kizayis of it down your mouth, and you swallow it, you don't become tamei. A behema doesn't have this halacha of beis abliya. If so, they have different halachas. So b'ezer Torah, which halacha is the Torah talking about? B'ezer Torah shovs a behema liyof, and which halacha are they alike? A behema and a knife. V'yoif lebehema and behema back to a knife. Is loimla. Kuras pasuk means teachers over here again. Of zeis teras behema v'yoif. The pasuk means teachers like this. That ma behema, just like by behema. B'shchita, you have to make a shchita on a behema. To tell you, af oif b'shchita, oif also needs a shchita. I imal halam b'roiv shnayim, maybe just like by behema. There the shchita is b'roiv shnayim. And Rashi says, how do you know this? Rashi says, imal behema b'roiv shnayim, you have to cut at least most of the two simonim. Mid yitzrach liyel, l'rabbi says a roish, shakvar hutas. We had before that the head was already chopped off. So, di b'simenech lav hutas karilei. If you only make a shchita in one simon, it's not called cut off. L'yitzrach l'rabuye. So Pshita from the Pesukim before that calls the Roish was Hutas, meaning a regular head by a behema, needs a Shchita of two Simonim, or at least Roif Simonim. If so, maybe I would have thought to say Afkan Roif Shnayim, maybe here also by an Oif also, the Shchita has to be with Roif of the two Simonim. Tamlem, this Pesuk says, no Zois, Rashi says Miyuta, it's a Miyut, that there's some difference between the two. A Zois Teras of Eim Avoif means a separate Halachis. Reb Lezer says like this. Reb Lezer Weimer, B'yezer Torah, Shovsa Behem Elyeif, and which halachas are they alike? So the Pshan, the first one, Yom, is they're alike by Shchita, but still they have different halachas, even though they both need Shchita, but they're different halachas. Reb Lezer Weimer, B'yezer Torah, Shovsa Behem Elyeif, and which halachas are an Oif and Behem alike? V'yeif, and also to a Behem. Lemlach, possibly to teach us, Ma'oif Hechsher Minatzavar, just like by an Oif. At least by Kochim, the Malika, is done by its neck. Af behema hu adin behema rosa, which shchita is achsher minatzavar. It's also the shchita is like a Malika, it's also done on the neck. So, more as imal halam, maybe if you're learning it out from Malika, imal halam mimul eruf, maybe Malika there turns us clearly do on the top, or the back of the neck. So, maybe afkan, maybe a shchita in a behema should also be mimul eruf from the back of the neck. And we know shchita has to be from the front. You can't first cut the mafrekas in the rav bosa. So how do you know to say this? Tamalot, the pasuk says, O molak es roish mimul orpoi. The malika should be done on the back of the neck. And v'lo yavdil, you don't have to divide it in two, means you don't have to cut both simonim by an oiles chattis. By a chattis oif. So, v'lo yavdil roishoi. So we dash on this, v'lo yavdil. So we dash on roishoi, so zem mimul orif. Only by Malika, this neck is supposed to be done on the back of the neck. But v'yein roishoy shel achar mimul eruf. But no other shchit is done in the back of the neck, but rather in the front of the neck. So koponim, he will learn out that shchit is minatzavar. It's doimet to Malika, just by Malika it's in the back of the neck, and by shchit it's in the front of the neck. But how do you know it has to be by the tzavar? That's from this pasuk. Now the Mora says, Rebeleza, going to Rebeleza, hi Zeus me over. What does it do with the meat, the Zeus, mashm only here and not there? According to him, it's teaching us that they both need a shchita from the neck, so it's by both, by a behemoth and by a knife. By a behemoth and by a knife, so what's the Zeus? So Mora says, Elav, Zeus, not the Pasuk of Zeus, a meat having, I would have thought to say, Ma'if, Bissimenecha, just like by a knife, it's enough to cut just one simin. A Rashi said, because the Pasuk is clearly by a chate soif, V'lo yavdil, don't divide it up. So, I would have thought to say, just like a knife is one simen, maybe af behem is also a simen, it's enough to make a shechita on one simen by a behema. On this kasa, Rachman Torah says, no zois, if it's a zois, a miyut, that only an oif is enough with one simen, but not by a behema. Behema, the shechita needs two simonim. Now, Tony ba kapor, kapor looks like this. Pasuk says, zois Torah sa behema vi oif. It says, these are lochas between a behema and a knife. Is hita la kasa v'lyoi ben behema l'dogim. Like after the pasuk of oif, then the pasuk talks about fish. So the kits of birds are in between behemoth and fish. So it's like this: lechayv b'shnei simonim. To say that a knife, a bird, needs two simonim miyefsha. Shekvar hukesh ledogim. Right after the parasha of fish, fish doesn't need shechita at all. Lepoitre b'leklo. Maybe oif does not need a shechita at all. Miyefsha can't say either. Shekvar hukesh lebehema. Oif is in between a behema. It's next to behema. So, okay, how does it come out? Okay, tzad. Hechsher b'simen echod. It's like a little bit, oif is a little bit like a behemoth needs a shechita, a little bit like a daka does need, so it means only one simen. Now, dog, not that we say so, shechita fish. To lav b'nei shechita ninu, you're allowed to eat fish without shechting at first. We know, how do we know this? How do you know you're allowed to eat a shechita, a fish without shechita? Let me, if you want to tell me, Mishnah, so the Pasuk says, in Bamidra it says, Hatzoyin u'boko yishchat lehem. Him is called the Gehayom Yesov Lehem. The other pasuk says that what the tzoyin and block of the cattle, you have to make a shechita. But the fish of the yam is Yesov Lehem. Must we just gather them together? So it's mashma biyasifa biyal misaglu. It's enough just to gather it together. Yeah, Rashi's, yeah. Now you don't need a shechita by a dog. It's enough just gathering, just taking it out of the water. For the more, that's true. Elam yativ sol gabi shlov, by the birds of the shlov. And also the chsiv, it says over there, v'ayasfu es ha-shlov, that they gather together the shlov. So, achinam, the rules, you want to tell me to lav b'shchito, you don't need a shchito. I amit, he just said before that birds, l'poitre b'loi klumiyef, you can't say birds are put from shchito. Shekva hukesh to behema, because birds are hukesh to behema. So for sure, the birds need at least one simen. So you're telling me now that fish do not need shchito, because it says the word asifa, so by the shlov, the birds, it also says the word asifa. Just gathering together. Smurfs postured. Hosom like siv asifa b'makim shchita. By the shlov, it doesn't say asifa b'makim shchita. It just says the mice, they gathered them together. But about later, they had to make a shchita. Ma'ashen kein. Yeah, the achri. Hosom like siv asifa b'makim shchita d'achrini. It's not talking about shchita at all. But hoch over here, by fish, siv asifa b'makim shchita d'achrini. But the psukim say the other ones, so in the book, you have to make a shechita. But it's called Gehayam Yesaf, Mashmi, even though behemoths need shechita, by fish, you know, fish it's enough just an asifa. So that's the drasha, fish do not need shechita. Now the Gemara says, Dorash, Oiva Galila, Oiva Galila made a drasha like this. The Mashmi, Oiva Galila, a person from Galila that was passing through, so made a drasha like this. Behema shin of ras mani abosha. A behema was created from the ground, from the dry land. Hechsher b'shnei simonim. The shechita needs two simonim. Dogim shin of ro min amayim. Fish that was created from the water. Hechsher b'vay klum. You don't need anything. Oif, not see birds. Shin of ro min arakak. It was created like from mud, like from wet ground. So it's like both. Birds are created like from both, from yabosha and from mayim. Is therefore hechsher b'simon echad. It needs at least like half an eighth, like one simon. Omer of Shmuel Kiput Koi, Shmuel from Kipoi said like this: Teda, bring your proof. Sherei Oifres Yesh Lam Kashkakesh Bragleim Kidogim, that birds have like scales on them on their feet. They have scales on their feet just like dogim. That's a proof also that they were a little bit created a little bit from water. So that's why birds are in between. Therefore, it needs only one shechita. The other Gemara says, "V'yoyt shol." He has another question. Rashi says, "Min kutrikun hehegman yeshab gemliel." He has another question. Rashi said, "There are a lot of questions." Yes, this is another one. That kosav echrem. One pasuk says, "V'yoyim ulakim yishru tzua mayim cheres nefeshchayo v'yoyf yoyfef." That Hashem said, "Like this, come out of the water, even the birds." Alma, what do we see? Mi ivro, that the birds were created from the water. Another pasuk says, "Vayetzar Hashem Elokim minu Adam, created from the ground, kol chayis asod, v'yes kol efashmaim, all the birds." So it's a stira. Alma, what do we see? Mi'ari Ivri was created from the ground, so it's a stira. So Rav Gamliel answered back and said, Minirakak Nivru was created like from the mud, so they have like both, it's called water and ground. So Rol Tamidim Mistaklim Zebezer, so Gamliel saw the way his Tamidim were looking at one another. So from Gamliel says to Tamidim, Kosher Binechem Shadechisu Es Oivai Bekash, it is so bad that I like pushed away my enemy with straw. In other words, I didn't really tell him the real answer. Kosher Gamliel holds the real answer is that Min Hamayim Nivro, really the birds were created from the water. Is so what's from the second posik? Because v'lom havin el odom likros lem shame, that the second posik of smashman came in Adam. It's not really saying it came in Adam. It's just talking about that these animals were brought in front of Adam that he should call them a name, give them a name. Rashi says kloima v'lom nicht v'kam. Why was written birds here? Just mishum kriya shame. The Rashi says v'chikama v'yetsam min Adam kol chayes asoda. And then v'yas kolay fashmayim liros mikra loy. That's what talks about the birds. It's not talking where it was created from. That's just talking about that it brought it now to give it a name. Now the Gemara says, V'yeshemim, some say that V'loshin Achar Omer L'Reis Hegman. No, we'll answer back the second answer to the Hegman. V'loshin Arishin, the first answer, Omer L'Tamid Tetos Tamidim. V'shun Nechsev Al V'yetzer, because it does say L'Loshin V'yetzer, Mashm is talking about that the Oif was created also from the Adama. Then the Teretz's theory is he was created from Rekak, from mud. Nothing more says, Om Rav Yehuda, Mishum Rav Yitzchak ben Pinchas, and Shchit Lef Minatar, his Shchit is that Midiraisa, Noif does not need Shchita. Shneman the Apostle says, Veshofach, just spill it. Is Veshvicha B'yal Masag, it's not just to spill it, spill the blood. You don't have to make a Shchita. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue on next tape.